Blog Talk Radio.
They have a saying in Chicago that if you just wait a minute, the weather will change. Excuse me. Just in from working out, this is Kathy Watson on Blog Talk Radio. Had a great workout, and I'm just sipping my coffee. The best part of waking up is Blinky's coffee in my cup. He makes, that's a silver fox, the pool players gave him that nickname. He had a pool thing, stick, that had blinking lights. And it died out, and he never had it replaced. But anyway, that's how he got the name Blinky. So now let's have our cup of coffee together, even though it's 12 p.m. Central Time. Noontime. Man, that is good coffee. One more Slurpee. Now, call-in number is 347-637-3789. You could email Kathy at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And you could write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. You could call me on my landline after the show, 847-882-8717. I have caller ID. If I see your name, even if I don't identify it, I'll pick it up. And if you're a caller with stellar intentions, then I will call you back so that the call will be on my dime and not yours. Now, write this down, my website's KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. This is KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. And SimplyAgeless.net. Promise me that you're going to click on all of the buttons. Oh, you'll love performing arts with David Taylor, the assistant concertmaster of the renowned Chicago Symphony Orchestra. And then go to pageants. And then go to video. And then click on books. The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. It's an original nonfiction. Scroll down to choices. Nonfiction. True stories. Celebrities in their own right. Now, you know that Live with Kathy is archived, so you can log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and click on any of the dates to hear the show. And you know what the... Oh, it's magic. Radio, a strong communicator reaching out with frequency. But let's go beyond that. It's a very powerful marketing tool. On Thursdays, we're going to have the Titans of the ironworking trade. Walter Weiss, international president, and Kevin Hilton, CEO of Impact, and Bill Brown, who is another associate of Impact. They all work together so that when the ironworkers have been commissioned by contractors to build a building, to build a road, a bridge, whatever, you know that you're in good hands because their prime concern is safety and well-being of their workers. So that's Thursday from 12 to 12:30. Now, I know today is St. Patrick's Day, but we'll get to that. Hey, tomorrow, the evolution of fashion. When and where did it all begin? Oh, Bill Brown is the management co-chairman. I'm sidebar here. It is the NATO summit on Thursday. Notable advocates together optimize. Titanics, two giant titans of incredible strength coming together to create a better world. And then there will not be a show Friday, but put this down, Saturday on the 21st, 8:30 to 9:30 a.m., boost your self-image. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but internationally. We're reaching the world. We are reaching listeners in any country in the world. And I have to tell you about the introductory offer. Do you want to be on radio? Come on, tell me the truth. Do you want to be on radio? Do you want to hear yourself on radio? See what you got? I have a 10-week introductory offer. I don't know what your purpose, your product, your intention is. So that's why you call me at 847-882-8717 and Mijma Devanit. That in Croatian is, we will talk. And see if we resonate. What is it that you have? Is it passionate? Is it going to make a difference in people's lives? Now, part of the 10-week intro contract to be on the consortium with Live with Kathy, you will get a half-hour show. And it's all yours. Of course, no loose cannons. I'm going to be there and I'm going to direct you. You're under my umbrella. But here's the good news. After the show, it's archived, you listen. And you grade yourself. How did you do? How did you do? Now, I send you the link on how to hear the show, and you're going to forward it to your email database. And ask them to forward it to their email database, and so on, and so on, and so on. Within minutes, you have circled the world. How sweet is that? Can you do that with any other radio station? Can you do it with any newspaper? You can do it with Blog Talk Radio. So be sure and call me. 847-882-8717. Or you could call in now and let's see what you've got. Of course there is a fee, but it is so matsukno. In Croatian that means such a little bit. 347-637-3789. So today is St. Patrick's Day. How are you celebrating? Do you know what's really interesting? I wanted corned beef and cabbage. And I thought I'll call some of our local restaurants that usually have the specialty dish. You know, at Thanksgiving they have turkeys and hams. And I called two that I were absolutely, positively, I would have banked my false eyelash on it, that they would have corned beef. They didn't. And, of course, I asked, well, do you know who does? And even if they did know, they wouldn't tell me. So instead of corned beef tonight that I was kind of salivating over, we're going to have chicken, but that's okay. We like chicken, too. By the way, Purdue breast of chicken that's already roasted, oh, bon appetit, bon appetit. So today, St. Pat's Day, it's freezing cold. Yesterday, it was 75. Today, it's in its 40s. You know, I'm beginning to take this personally. Excuse me? Man, that's good coffee. What on earth is going on? Well, I don't have time to worry about it. Now, okay, locally, let's see. Politics. Well, Rami and Chewy. They sound like the Three Musketeers. We just have to get a third name. Rami, Chewy, and Louie. Chewy, Louie, and Rami. that sound like the Three Musketeers, or am I confusing it with someone else? I don't know. Well, they're having their debates. I don't even want to go into it. It's just too boring. Just too boring. Let me just... Oil prices slide, sends costs sinking toward bottom. Gas could break $2 again. Can you believe that? When was the last time gasoline prices, which nearly dropped below $2 a gallon nationally, in January began spiking almost 25% higher, could soon test multi-year lows again? My sense is, I'm quoting a guy from the Sun-Times, is a author, he wrote the article. My sense is that many motorists will see retail prices below $2 in the actual peak driving season, and that the national average will be below $2 somewhere between May and October. Wouldn't that be great? Don't you wish you had somewhere where you could get a whole tank and store it and have it there when you need it? And in the Sun-Times, ChicagoSunTimes.com on page 29, 8-minute nonstop shootout, a timeline of the gunfight from the Boston Marathon bombing trial, testimony on money on Monday. You guys, just be with me here. If you don't like what we're doing here, move. Get out. We don't care. It won't be our loss. And if you're hell-bent on killing, why do you kill other people? Why? Are our minds so depraved? I just don't understand it. Here's Robert Durst, charged with murder in 2000 Los Angeles case. Why are you taking other people's lives? If you are so unhappy, get out. Go somewhere else. Los Angeles prosecutors charged New York real estate heir, he's a wealthy man, and TV documentary subject Robert Durst with murder in the year 2000 death of his friend Susan Berman. Los Angeles County District Attorney said that Durst, the subject of an HBO documentary, who was taken into custody in New Orleans on Saturday by FBI agents, is charged with one count of first-degree murder. The charge under California law carries the special circumstances of murder of a witness and lying in wait, and makes Durst eligible for the death penalty if convicted. He's 71, being held without bail in New Orleans. He was in possession of a handgun when he was arrested in New Orleans, complicating his return to Los Angeles to face charges. What on earth is going on? What on earth is going on? Boston Marathon? Listen to me, you youngins and your grasshoppers. Do us a favor. Leave this country if you're not happy. What country internationally is recruiting little children to be suicide bombers? I don't know. Is it in the name of Allah? By the way, I take full responsibility for all of my remarks. You're listening to Life with Kathy, my consortium. Look, I've lived longer than most of you. I've gone through tragedies, upsets. I've been scammed, conned, But I didn't let that get me. I learned from it. So, you want to go? Leave this country. You have my blessings. If you're old enough, you have my blessings. I don't know what your mother and father are going to do, but go. Just get out. Go. A timeline of the gunfight from the Boston Marathon bombing, trial testimony on Monday. And the younger brother, they're claiming that he was brainwashed by his older brother. He was captured the next night, hiding inside a boat in a backyard. Why? Could someone explain to me why? Okay, that's in Boston. Now let's go to international. I know that I have to stay on top of the news, but I'm not always on top of it. I'm really not. I'm a hopeless romantic. I didn't know that Putin was gone. Did you? He's back. First public appearance in 11 days. Sorry, is it Vladimir? I didn't know you were gone. Yeah, Russian. Oh, the Kedov and the Hermitage. Oh, they have such brilliant performances. They're brilliant, brilliant dancers and athletes. Their politics, I don't know. I'm not well versed on it. But just let me read what they said. Russian President Vladimir Putin appeared in public on Monday. Oh, my. For the first time in 11 days. Joking, but not explaining his absence. He showed up in St. Petersburg for a meeting in the Constantine Palace with another president that I can't even pronounce the name. Over the past week, the Kremlin released undated photo and video footage of Putin, his age is 62, but that only increased conjecture about his health, whether he had lost control of the government, and even about his love life. Oh, please. We have a daughter, 61. Egads, I'm old enough to be his mama. And if mama ain't happy, honey, ain't nobody happy. Speaking about the health rumors, he told reporters that it would be boring without gossip. Okay, let's go to our nation right now. Oh, I just have to have another sip of this marvelous coffee. Just a minute. Okay, Hillary. Your tuchus is on the line. Clinton's charter use cleared 500,000 dollars. Before her 2006 Senate re-election campaign and 2008 presidential bid, then Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton dramatically increased her use of taxpayer-funded chartered flights, becoming the Senate's biggest spender on reported charter airfare. This separatism, what makes them think that they are beyond the human living? In the 4 years before the 2008 presidential campaign, she spent more than $300,000 on charters, while four other senators running for president, including Obama, took a total of two taxpayer-funded charters. Both flights were taken by Joe Biden and totaled less than $10,000. man, are we being ripped off. And you're all just being led to the over the edge, and you're just going to go with the rest of them. Follow the herd. Go ahead, follow the herd. She spent $225,000 traveling on such charters during her 8-year tenure. And that only covers her airfare. The figure rose to $527,000 when her staff is included. Clinton's charter spending grew as her 2006 re-election loomed, rising from $85,000 in 2004 to $150,000 in 2006. Oh, come on, America, you can't be that dumb. Before an anticipated run for president in 2016, Clinton's past expenditures and other practices, such as her use of a private email account, have come under greater scrutiny. Why not? Is she above the law? Are any of these politicians above the law? Charter travel is legal, and it's not uncommon for Congress members to travel more as they near re-election, said Lawrence Noble, a campaign finance expert at the campaign legal lawmaker, said. Frequently try to maximize the use of non-campaign funds for events to save money in campaign accounts. All about money and power, isn't it? Senators can pay for travel to official events from office accounts, but must spend from campaign accounts for travel to political events or fundraisers. Oh, Clinton's travel was part of her tireless work on behalf of New York. She constantly crisscrossed the state to meet with people she represented. It wasn't all New York travel. USA Today found 28 of her office flights traveled outside New York, costing taxpayers $42,000, including trips to Atlanta to speak at a synagogue in Charleston, South Carolina, for Renaissance Weekend and an annual New Year's Day conference. I want total recall. I don't care who you are. I'll give you a little bit of time, and then I want total recall. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Region listeners, not only locally, nationally, and internationally, thousands of shows, millions of listeners. Do you want to be on talk radio? You know what to do. Call me at 847-882-8717 and be part of the consortium. Now, did I tell you, bringing it back to Chicago? I guess Jay Cutler is going to be the quarterback. Bears aren't home free by a long shot. I'm telling you, I said it before from the beginning, and absolutely no one paid any attention to me. And I had quite a conversation with one of the guys that I work out with who's really knows everything about sports. And he said to me, you know, Kathy, I really think that Cutler being offered $122 million as the quarterback had an emotional and psychological effect on the other players. I mean, how hot would you be to really want to give 100% of you, and you might be getting a half a million, and here's a guy that's getting $122 million. I don't know. Call in 347-637-3789. We're just going to have to sit and wait. Sit and wait. Yes, we're going to get on to the celebration shortly, but I just came across a cartoon. There's a guy, definitely obese, looking at this great big window that says, exercise discretion, and it's open. And he's thinking, what if I get sweaty and people notice? Now, another thing about working out. I want to work out alone. No one really cares. No one is paying attention to you. They are psyched on what they need to do. And they don't really care about what you're doing. I want to work out alone. I always did. And if you want to come and work out with me, keep the conversation to a minimum. Because you see, that's the time when I'm on the elliptical, or if I'm doing the Stairmaster, I'm either running my lines or I'm going into a very peaceful, quiet meditation where I quiet my mind. It's almost like an out-of-body experience. By the way, I've had two of them. There was an article not too long ago about a woman, I think she was having a baby, or I don't know, and she left. And she came back. I mean, you just leave. It is the most beautiful. If that's what death is, the transition is beautiful. I didn't want to come back. This goes back years ago. And Vivian, who was the masseuse working on me, when she came to the liver part of the massage, that's when I left. And it started to happen more frequently. And she said, okay, from now on, you have to sign a release that I'm not responsible. But have any of you ever had an out-of-body experience? Oh, it is so beautiful, peaceful, and you're just there. Okay, come back to reality, Kath, your name here, the front page of the Sun-Times. Well, I certainly hope they don't change the John Hancock name. That's the building I climbed for many years. 94 floors, 1,632 stairs, and my best time was 33 minutes and 20 seconds, I think. And then, of course, you know, I surpassed myself on March 9th, but you could go to my website. Kathy Watson, octogeneer and fashionista with a can-do attitude. From fun with fitness to fashion. Or from fitness to fun with fashion. I surpassed myself. Log on KathyWatsonSpeaks.com or simply ageless.net and find out how I did it. Oh, and the Willis Tower, you know, it sold. Let's see, how many billions did they want for it? Oh, that's page 10. Okay, just a minute. $1.3 billion to $1.5 billion for Willis. That's the Sears Tower. And what could be the most expensive deal for office property outside of New York City? Just don't change. I don't care if someone buys the John Hancock. Just don't change the name. And remember I told you when I was doing love letters And Frank DeMarco was co-starring with me as Andy. And during one of the breaks, you know, we're backstage in the green room and we're talking about Claire's timing and all of that. He said, "Listen, Missy, just remember, Bill, your husband, and I were doing ballet on the beam long before you. They were actually walking beams, steel beams, and OSHA was not set into place. The Silver Fox, his balance today is awesome." But Frank said, "Remember, when you're climbing those stairs, we iron workers built those stairs and you'll be safe." And the stairs were fine. It was just the quality of the air that really gets to you. And I always have climbers cough for a day or two after, but not too long. It doesn't take me too long to get over it. I can't imagine it being called anything other than the John Hancock Building. Oh, let me get a sip. The view from the top is inexplicable. And when you're looking down, the cars look like little toys, teeny tiny. And they came from far and near. Ages, I think it was 9 to 79 or 78. Until you've had that experience, you'll never be able to grasp what I'm talking about. It's like my trip to Africa. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And the call-in number is 347-637-3789. St. Patrick's Day, or the Feast of St. Patrick, is a cultural and religious celebration occurring on the 17th of March. It's a celebration! But before we go into that, I want you to celebrate you. Can you do that? Can you celebrate you today with St. Patrick in mind? But can you lead the parade? My mother said to me, "If you're a soldier, you will become a general. And if you're a monk, you will become a pope." Instead, Mama, I became a painter. I'm Picasso. If life made you out of itself, which it most certainly did, and if you are an individual just a little different from other individuals who ever lived, then life not only created you as an independent being, it also implanted a unique something within you. It will never be duplicated. There's no one newer than you. There's no one like St. Patrick. We're going to celebrate him today, but I want to celebrate you too. There's a wonderful scene in the Monty Python movie, Life of Brian, in which a charismatic preacher is speaking to a large crowd and says, "You are all individuals." With one voice, the crowd responds, "We are all individuals." But from an upper story window, the lone voice of the movie's hero, Brian, calls out, "I'm not." The humor lies, of course, in the irony. You know, it's common, and I don't quite know how this came to be, to believe that we must follow a path set by someone else. Who decreed that? Come on, listeners, help me out. I know that sharing your unique gifts can be frightening since it requires you to be vulnerable. So what do? You look for safer options and follow someone else's example? oh no, Anthony is my guardian angel. And he is a titanic. He's a titan. The filet muscular, big wrestler. Nam-myoho-renge-kyo. Read Nichiren Shosha's Buddha. The truth is that each of us has a gift that we share only when we fully and joyously express our authentic selves. We must listen to the voice within calling us to live our passion and never compromise who we are to please someone else. Why would you do that? Quincy Jones said, "Not one drop of my self-worth depends on your acceptance of me." Let me repeat that. Not one drop of my self-worth depends on your acceptance of me. What you think of me is really none of my business. Today, you're going to celebrate with St. Patrick. And you're going to embrace and celebrate who you are. Can you imagine how much less interesting the world would be if Picasso became a general? Can you celebrate you? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Reaching listeners everywhere in the world. Can you imagine celebrating you? You can't depend on your eyes when your imagination is out of focus. Mark Twain. Mark Twain said, "Age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter." What can you imagine? How can you celebrate you? You know, even though if you're on the right track, you will get run over if you just sit there. Thoughts are everything, but they're not just things. They are the creator of things. When you woke up this morning, you woke up to a blank canvas. Mm-hmm. Can you break free? Are you living your life according to the gospel of someone else? And Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Faith is taking the first step even when you can't see the whole staircase." You just take little baby steps. And you know, you're not prisoners of fate. You're a prisoner of your own mind. Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Henry Ford said, "Vision without execution is just hallucination." And when you've exhausted all possibilities, remember this, you haven't. So what are you going to celebrate today? Yeah, I know. St. Pat's Day. But how about celebrating you? Can you listen to your own desires? And just cancel the chicken chatter opinions that get in the way of your dreams? If you woke up this morning, you've been mandated to contribute to life. Oh, but you're sitting on your butt, aren't you? Oh, don't you just love the if-onlys? But you see, Kathy, but. I terminate the conversation immediately. I'm not interested. I'm only interested in those of you that want to think out of the box. No guts, no glory. You want to talk about radio? You know how to get in touch with me. 847-882-8717. Live with Kathy is sponsor-driven. But I really think of them as my partners. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Ironworkers Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. Oh, and they had their one of their big conferences in Las Vegas that we'll probably touch on this Thursday. And they're in Canada and I think Tennessee in March. They work hand in glove. To find out more about Impact, log on www.impact-net.org. That's www.impact-net.org. Ironworkers, you see, no matter where I go, ironworkers go with me. Y'all know I come from the world of classical ballet and haute couture, it's high fashion. I married an ironworker, Indiana Local 395. Where did the time go? There's a CD out, Ironworkers, What a Noble Profession. You know how to get in touch with me. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. It's very affordable. It's the history of ironworking and the merging, the coming together of the classics and creative construction. So you see, my mission and purpose is to make you aware and for you to acknowledge ironworkers and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction, to illuminate the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Ironworkers offering a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. Now you have a choice, going to college 4 years, or logging on ironworkers.org to see if you qualify. Of course you have to qualify. And if you do, you're an apprentice. After 4 years, you graduate to a journeyman. And in the meantime, no tuition to pay because you see, you've been making money while you were learning. Your health care kicks in and so does your pension. How sweet is that? Ironworking is not for pussycats. It takes strength of character. And it takes a strong will to be creative and to stand on the topping out ceremony of the Sears Tower or anything that they have built and constructed. And they have each other's back. Impact-net.org and ironworkers.org. You see, if you don't ask, you won't know. It's an automatic no. It's an automatic, well, I guess you weren't cut out to be one. And not everyone is. This is why you have to go through the qualifying period. Now, I told you I just came back from working out at Hoffman Estates Park District. Oh, man, it's exhilarating. Yeah, my exercise program is daunting, so don't even think about it. But no matter what I pick up, no matter what passes my desk, exercise, exercise. You've got to exercise the body and the brain. Keep them alert. Keep them on top. Keep them targeted. Center yourself and be a role model. Now, they have a 50-plus club, and the consortium is directed by Rika Cuff. Oh, she does a magnificent job. Magnificent job. Log on to heparks.org. And don't tell me you're bored and lonely. Because if you are, it's your choice. It's your choice. It's your choice. Let's see, today is the 17th. IRS is coming. Now, remember, I'm going to go into my PSAs. I'm going to caution you about the fraud out there about IRS. They'll only send you a letter. But anyway, if you need some help, you could get in touch with Greg McIntyre, our CPA, ahtax@ameritech.net. Looks do matter. A sandwich effect inside and out. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Stress, anger, trauma, all leading factors in premature aging and, in some cases, death. Get the book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Move over, Ponce de Leon. I have discovered the secrets to the fountain of youth. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever, ever thought possible. Right now. No costly equipment. Price of the book, which is, let's see, 6 decades. Oh, my God, that's half a century, over a half a century. It's my pleasure. Well, you want to be the CEO of your own company? I have the formula. Get in touch with me, 847-882-8717. Home-based businesses are exploding. And no, you don't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars. Absolutely not. Come on, I'd love to work with you, encouraging you to believe in you. 847-882-8717. Thank you, sponsors. Thank you, partners. Now, PSAs. Elder abuse? Soaring. A scam? Kathy, you've been gifted $1.5 million from Warren Buffett. Got in touch with them? A scam. A scam. Domestic abuse left unchecked can be brutal, even deadly. Call it what it is. It's a crime. Hey, guys. Kick out your tongue, huh? Your voices need to be heard. Now, I want to know why you're hesitant to even make a statement. Would you want your mother, sister, or daughter be a victim of abuse? Get involved. Our children are our future. Everyone will be scarred. And the abusers could be male or female. The Illinois Domestic Abuse Hotline is 877-863-6338. And the National Hotline is 800-799-7233. Con and scam. IRS will not call you. Hang up. You don't owe them any money. Don't be frightened. Call the police. They've got to be stopped. They're pros at sweet talk, promising a solution to a problem. Companionship for lonely hearts. Get in touch with your park district senior centers and libraries. Hang up. Don't listen to them. They know how to attract you to get them into their web. They're depraved sociopaths. Thank you, ARP. The Fraud Fighter Hotline is 800-646-2283. That's 800-646-2283. The PSAs have been brought to you by Contributing Authors and Choices, Reviva Labs, the leader in skincare, Chuck Brazelton, providing insurance and financial services, Rhea Schmidt, I Gotta Be Who I Am, and in memoriam, Bonnie Rooks, Lee Puttrick, and Bev Gosset, and of course, my story, Through the Years. You get the book at AuthorHouse.com. It's non-fictional. You won't be able to put it down. And darlings, you're not in this alone. And soon to be on the screen, The Second Coming by Tom Puttrick. It's fiction. He's been writing and developing stories since he was a teenager. His passion for historical fiction never left him. Yes, the second coming of Christ has happened. Tate Publishing, log on Facebook, Thomas Puttrick, Puttrich, and read all about it. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm looking at my pot of gold that is sitting on my desk. And it reminds me of St. Patrick. Did you know that the celebration occurring on the 17th of March? It's the Feast of St. Patrick. It's cultural and a religious celebration. Now, St. Patrick is known as the patron saint of Ireland. I didn't know that he was not born Irish. He became an integral part of his Irish heritage, mostly through his services across Ireland of the 5th century. Patrick was the son of a Roman-British army officer, growing up naturally as other kids did in Britain. One day, a band of pirates landed in South Wales and kidnapped Patrick along with others. I was just amazed when I read this. Now here's a toast for St. Patrick's Day. May the roof above us never fall in, and may we friends beneath it never fall out. Did you know that he was sold into slavery in Ireland? He was there for 6 years, mostly imprisoned in South Wales. This was when changes came to him. Patrick dreamed of having seen God. Legend says he was then dictated by God to escape with a getaway ship. Now, finally he did escape and went to Britain, then to France. There he joined a monastery and studied under Saint Germain. He spent about 12 years in training, and when he became a bishop, he dreamed that the Irish were calling him back to Ireland to tell them about God. The Confessio, Patrick's spiritual autobiography, is the most important of document regarding this. It tells of a dream after he came back to Britain, in which one Victoricus delivered him a letter headed The Voice of the Irish. So Patrick set out for Ireland with the Pope's blessing. There he converted to the Gaelic Irish, who were then mostly pagans, to Christianity. Oh, but he was confident in the Lord. He journeyed far and wide, baptizing and confirming with untiring zeal. And in a diplomatic fashion, he brought gifts to a kinglet here and a lawgiver there, but accepted none from any. He met many important converts, even among the royal families. And this fact upset the Celtic Druids. Patrick was arrested several times. Wait, I have to boot up my computer. Poor baby. He was arrested several times, but escaped each time. For 20 years, he traveled throughout Ireland, establishing monasteries across the country. He also set up schools and churches which would aid him in his conversion. He developed a native clergy, fostered the growth of monasticism, established the diocese, and held church councils. I'm learning about this just as you are. The history of St. Patrick and St. Patrick Day. Patrick's doctrine is considered orthodox and has been interpreted as anti-Pelagian. Although he is not particularly noted as a man of learning, a few of his writings remain extant. His confession, a reply to his detractors, and several letters. The Laurica, the breastplate, a famous hymn attributed to Patrick, may date to a later period by the end of the 7th century. Patrick had become a legendary figure, and the legends have continued to grow since then. There are many legends associated with St. Patrick. It is said that he used the three-leafed shamrock to explain the concept of the Trinity, which refers to the combination of Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Hence, its strong association with his day and name legend also has that. St. Patrick had put the curse of God on venomous snakes in Ireland. And he drove all the snakes into the sea where they drowned. Ah, true, these are mostly legends, but after some 1,500 years, these legends have been inseparably combined with the facts. And together, they have helped us know much about the saint and the spirit behind celebration of his day. Oh, Patrick's mission in Ireland lasted for over 20 years. He died on March 17th. A.D. 461. It's his birthday. And the day that he died. The day has been commemorated as St. Patrick's Day ever since. The day spirit is to celebrate the universal baptization of Ireland. Though originally a Catholic holy day, St. Patrick's Day has evolved into more of a secular holiday. Or rather be an Irish day. And the Irish has borne it as part of their national tradition in everywhere they populated and prospered. The Catholic feast day for this most love of Irish saints has become a holiday in the celebration of Irish and Irish culture. Let's remember that this is your day. May the roof above us never fall in, and may we friends beneath it never fall out. Until tomorrow, au revoir.